Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here, and today is an exciting day. Today is my birthday, May 27. I turned 35 today, which is fine. It continues to be a number. And let's see. It was earlier this year, I believe, that I passed, or my Star Realms level surpassed my age, and I don't believe that it's ever going to catch up. So that's cool as well. As it turns out, I also share this birthday with Nico William, a.k.a. Wagner Nico, one of my buddies and honestly one of my nemesis from the realms, the rogue realms, rather. So with any luck, Nick and I will hop on here and, you know, obviously there can be only one birthday champion. So we were just playing a game a little while ago. I can't remember if it was for a tournament or just for shiggles or what, but he... let's see, I've got him at 2, and it's just very close. I think I'm going to lose on the next turn, but we're going to find out. And then, ideally, we'll play some more games. So stay tuned for that. Okay, well, Wagner Nico did win that game, and that was apparently for the Rogue Realms Cup, number 5, where I've not done well. I think I'm, like, 4-4. So I won't advance out of that one. It's whatever. But now, Nick and I are going to play for all the marbles. Only one of us can be the birthday champion, and he won't be on the line, but I'll play and just talk it through. And hey, if you want to call into the show, leave me a birthday message. I'll love you for it. And of course, we're still continuing the flavor text contest, so feel free to call in with those as well. Let's get to it. All right, here we go. We are playing against Wagner Nico. The format is big deck. I did a little research. I'm 2 games up on the fellow. Looks like 10-8 lifetime. Wagner is a very good player. Let's see. I have Frontier Fleet and a Hidden Base to work with. I'm first player. He's got Gray Market Energy Shield, the opening trade row, Blob Fighter, Imperial Frigate, Security Craft, Battle Barge, Mech Cruiser. I'd love to get Mech Cruiser. Can't make a play for it. I have to assume that he's going to get that turn 1. I just have 2 bucks, and... you know, I can probably get Security Craft or Battle Barge next turn, but it looks like Explorer is my take, and I do my 1 damage. His Energy Shield is going to offset Frontier Fleet until he takes it down for a draw. That's one thing I'll say about Energy Shield. It's better than Frontier Fleet, really. I don't know if some people agree. All right, so he has 5 in hand. Doesn't even have to flop a Gray Market or anything. So he gets Mech Cruiser. Means he's going to have 3. He'll take Imperial Frigate. I've got 4, of course. This is my chance, however, to take Imperial Frigate and stick him with something less than. But, you know, honestly, one of my favorite plays is Security Craft, Faction for Money. And then you're doing everything you want. Coming in behind, it's a flagship. So I'm going to hope to get flagship next time Security Craft comes around and start a little blue deck. But he has the scrap, so it's a problem. At least it's kind of an aggressive blue deck. He takes Spike Pod with Gray Market and Blob Fighter. Huh. Saw those 2 free attacking cards, thought I'll go for that. With his 3, I suppose he's going to take Imperial Frigate here. The row is now Moonworm, Battle Barge, Flagship, Imperial Frigate, and Union Cluster. No events just yet. Takes the Imperial Frigate as predicted and hits me a little bit. I got 4, and definitely trailing in the attack game and the scrap game. I got to keep pushing that way. Alternatively, I could get a couple explorers, but my deck's already flipped. Chance I get Moonworm next turn anyway, but, you know, what does money get me here? Port of Call gets me time, but it's just not good enough. Union Cluster's not good enough. I got to take Battle Barge. We're in a race. The interesting thing about the race, of course, is that Mech Cruiser wants a little time, kind of. It's a 6 damage and a destroy target base, so it's a battler. It's going to take you out. It just happens to scrap. Okay, he scraps from hand. Looks like probably a Viper. Nope, scraps a Scout from hand. And I do get that 6 play. I can get Obliterator, but... I can get Obliterator or Port of Call, but without the ability to scrap right now, I'm gonna, you know, of course I could save this hidden base to do like a bounce with Battle Barge, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna use the hidden base on Security Craft to get an extra $3. It puts me at 6. I'll take Flagship into the discard and hit for 6. Well, 5 because of the energy shield, and I will leave the healing on the hidden base. I like to do that a little bit. Doesn't really matter, other than your opponent may think they're a little closer to killing you than they are. It takes a battle bot. The row is Union Cluster, Port of Call, Fighter Base, Obliterator, and Moonworm. He's got a lot of greens. Blob Fighter and Viper combined to take out my hidden base. It's gone forever. Okay. It's 45-42. I'm up a little bit. Security Craft is going to come in again without the aid of Flagship. And it looks like I'm going to have $4. He's got 3. I'd be surprised. Well, he did it. He took Fighter Base. That's all right. It flips for me an Alliance Frigate, which is pretty cool. I like that blue combo. And we get a Warp Jump. Each player draws 3. Puts 2 on top of their deck. Too bad. I didn't pull that Flagship. Convoy bot hit the row, and I'm not going to be able to get it. So, I don't need any of the money. So I'm going to put the money back on top, take the Viper here. And it looks like I'm going to hit for 6, 7. He popped the energy shield at some point for I don't know what. Yeah, there's no big buys in there, so I don't know. And for his scrapped out deck, he's still got 16 cards with one draw, maybe. So I'm up 13. I'm going to keep my Explorer, I think. Let's just take a look. That's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and a draw card. 14's not good, but we'll keep it. Bottom deck Flagship. Poo-poo. Not fun. Nico drew an extra 3. He's going to put 2 back on. A lot of attack for this guy. Lot of attack. I've got the heal advantage. Really wish I could have had the convoy bot. You know, something like a machine base would be great. Even just a recycling station would be phenomenal for my deck. Oh, bad news. Fighter base and Imperial Frigate pair up, so I'm discarding 2. He gets the convoy bot, probably by the swarmer that's there now. I don't know if I would. See what he does. Pardon me. Luckily, I have... Oh. Plays a spike pod. Looks like he did not scrap anything. Scraps an explorer to do 12 damage. So it's 35-36. I'm barely up. Discard 2. Scouts. And Battle Barge does enough to clear his fighter base. And I can hit him for 1 more. From the Frontier Fleet. So in his discard now, BattleBot, Blob Fighter, Mech Cruiser. So 2 more scraps and maybe 14 damage. Running out of time. I need to faction some blue guys. Ugh. All right, 4, 5, 2. I'm still 4 over. I'm gonna buy this Swarmer into the discard to get to 15 cards, and then I bought a War Elder. There's a Corvette there, which I expect he'll buy, unless he's got something bigger. He'll have to discard a card. So I've got a square deck, 15 cards, after Flagship draws. Scraps from hand does 6 damage with Blob Fighter and BattleBot, so doesn't have anything to buy with. I'm gonna draw with Flagship. Come on, Blue. Guys, we got Imperial Frigate. We're healing 10. Big turning point in the game. We're going to hit for 11 damage. And I can scrap, but it's not even... I have a square deck. And I'm not going to scrap more this turn, this cycle. So I'm not gonna use the War Elder. I'm going to buy this Corvette. Because it's a cantrip, as they call it, and it factions with Alliance Frigate. Or Battle Barge. and then I'm not going to scrap. I've got two more hands in the deck, so maybe later if I buy something that doesn't draw, or find out. It's 40-23 now. Nico didn't like that. He scraps from the discard, has seven starters now, maybe less. Seven starters. Scrapping scouts. Okay. $4 doesn't get me anything on this row. You know, I heal with Security Craft. I force a discard, so I am punching 10. The possibility here is that, like, I scrap a scout and buy an explorer to replace with. It's just slightly better, and I can scrap it for damage. I don't know. Because I can scrap this explorer right here for 2 damage anyway. You know what? I'm probably not going to see 3 hands. So I won't bottom deck anything, really, if you get what I'm saying. It's like, if he's at 13 with no heals, 5 is his only soak. So let's just say he's at 18. My next hand, I do 4. Alrighty. Taking back what I'm saying. I'm going to scrap the scout. I'm going to scrap the explorer to do 2 damage. And we're not going to buy. So our deck's now under a little bit, and we'll just hope the shuffle is kind to us. Is that crazy? I don't know. Like I'm saying, I don't think I'm going to see all these cards again. So it's 37-11. The heals have been kind. Looks like he scrapped a scout there. Spike pod, not scrapping the row. Respectable decision. He hits me for 14 and a discard. That's cool. Remember, I still have my heal 4 on the hidden base, so that's going to probably come up in a minute. Okay. I guess he's trying to prevent events. I'm going to discard a scout. And then I'm going to scrap this trade escort with my swarmer. Pulls up a battle pod, which I will surely take and hope it triggers a shuffle. It does not. I'm doing 5 damage, takes him to 6. And let's take a look at what he's got. Does he have 23 in there? 10, 13, 14 max damage apart from heroes. Can you get an extra 9 damage off heroes? I mean, I guess. What am I waiting for, right? It's no better time. Let's hit the hidden base. We're at 27. It's 27-6. Nico's going down, I hope. All right, here's my shuffle. I needed 6 damage. I pulled Alliance Frigate, Battle Pod, and Viper, plus Frontier Fleet. He doesn't get the heals. He does 6 damage. It looks like I get the game. And with the Battle Pod, no. You don't scrap. You know why? Because you don't need to scrap. You're putting your life in the hands of events, and you don't want to do that. 21-4. Nico, happy birthday to you, buddy. I didn't even ask how old you are, but we'll see. Right now, you're 21-4. So, catch you later. Sorry for the beatdown. See ya. Another great thing about having a birthday on the realms, at least in the Rogue Realms, is that all your rogue buddies will send you a swarm challenge, and that's just basically everybody sends you challenges kind of all day long. And I don't think I'm playing very well right now. I lost a bunch of those games, won some good ones. Had an awesome comeback where I got down to 9 and then pulled like a Capital World into play, and like that stuck out for a long time and healed me back up, and I baseballed and won. But I think that was actually just a leveling game. Anyway, birthday was fun. Thanks to everybody that sent challenges in. I loved that. Had a great time. And you know what? I'll see you next time. Till then, I'll see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.